Hello, this is Joe Rogan, and you are now listening to the Alpha Male Buddhist from Brooklyn podcast with your host, Miguel.
You know, Miguel, he's a guy that grew up in the Wyckoff Projects in downtown Brooklyn. Check it.
Spend my life trying not to be careless. Women and children can be careless, but not men.
Even if a samurai's head were to be suddenly cut off, he should still be able to perform one more action with certainty.
Zini will move against you first. He'll set up a meeting with someone that you absolutely trust, guaranteeing your safety. And at that meeting, you'll be assassinated.
See, in this world, there's two kinds of people, my friend. Those with loaded guns, and those who dig. You dig. Where?
Among the maxims on Lord Naoshige's wall, there was this one. Matters of great concern should be treated lightly. Master Ite commented, matters of small concern should be treated seriously.
My father taught me many things here. He taught me in this room. He taught me, keep your friends close, but your enemies closer.
I gotta get in shape now. Too much sitting has ruined my body. Too much abuse has gone on for too long. From now on, it'll be 50 push-ups each morning, 50 pull-ups. There'll be no more pills. There will be no more bad food, no more destroyers of my body. From now on, it'll be total organization. Every muscle must be tight.
Welcome back to the show. Today is October 27th, 2025. And the title of today's show is Gaslighting of Social Media and the Shadow Banning of the Self-Realized Authentic Man. That's a long title, right? But warranted. So today I want to talk about who and what is the authentic man and who and what is the artificially constructed man. You must understand that you are holding the keys to your own prison cell, but you refuse to turn the key to freedom. Our whole history has been rewritten for us, and our leaders tell us to follow the path of pissed on breadcrumbs to find our solutions. My definition of pissed on breadcrumbs is any path we follow that leads us to our own destruction and or enslavement, aka a synthetic path with no heart. Recently, I started kind of browsing over some of my episode titles and some of my older content and just kind of connecting dots and doing a little pattern recognition, which I always like to do. And for some reason, I started looking up verses of the Tao Te Ching. As you could see in some of my, in my prior episode, I had a Tony Soprano quoting, you know, the Tao Te Ching, which was kind of, I don't know, it's just funny to me, but it's kind of cool, actually. Because, you know, Tony, he goes to therapy and stuff like that, so he's an open-minded gangster that you would conceivably hear him quoting the Tao, I guess. Anyway, yeah, I got on this thing with the Tao, and I was looking for certain verses that stood out to me that really, really profound verses. And again, you guys all know I'm Christian, and I'm saved by the blood of the Lamb, Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus Christ, you know that. But the Tao doesn't speak on God or who to worship or who to pray to. It's a very nature-centric and intuitive text, you know, where if you get it, if you know, you know. If you get it, you get it. So I was going through there looking for certain texts that were my favorite verses. There's a total of 81 verses. And I'm saying to myself, I can't find the verse. And what it was they're rewriting the verses of the Tao, right? So that it's basically a word salad and they keep inserting words like, you know, nature and man and path and stuff like that. But it's nothing connected to the actual text that Lao Tzu wrote 500 BC. You know? Lao Tzu is the author of the Tao Te Ching. It's basically a word salad. You'll find occasionally, you know, you'll find one or two verses that are interpreted correctly or whatever, but it would pulling further and further away from the truth, from documented truth, from our writings and history, and everything is being rewritten for us, which is, gotta be very careful, because there's a reason for them to do that, because, as you know, they do have a plan for one world government and tracking everyone and all these kind of things like that. So, and a lot of what I'm speaking about now has to do with that whole shadow banning aspect, because it's getting out of control, really. I think what happens now, you'll hear a lot of people on YouTube and different, you know, on X speaking about different political topics that are very, very volatile, you know, that can get you canceled or whatever, but people are speaking up their mind. And, you know, as long as I'm finding, as long as it's negative stuff and stuff that separates us and stuff that kind of makes you worry more and digs you deeper into mental enslavement, then they're okay with that. Whether it be World War II, whatever the case may be, or whatever the wars that are going on now, as you know. So they're okay with that. But if you come up with content that has positivity to it, and I don't mean positive like, oh, we're going to have a great day today. I don't mean that. I mean content that actually deconstructs what they're doing to us and then reconstructs things in order for you to have a better understanding of what's really happening. They don't like that. And that's what I do. Like, yes, I'll speak on negative subjects and stuff like that. Kind of dark subjects a little bit, right? But I never just leave it at that. And I always have to add on the positive. I always have to add on something where the solutions are based, you know? And there's a quote that I always say, and this is my original quote, but the solution to every problem is contained within the problem itself. And my example is, if you take a lock cylinder and a key, the image of the key is already embedded within the lock cylinder, right? Which means that the problem is the lock cylinder and the solution is the key, right? But follow me on this. But within the problem, which is the lock cylinder, within that problem is the image of the key, which is the solution. So if you look at life in that way, then you'll have the capability or the ability sometimes to discern your own solutions to the problem by looking at the problem itself, if that makes sense. So that's kind of what I try to do on my podcast and on these episodes, is bring some of these things to light from different angles that you may have never heard before. Which is really important, because we're being presented with something that's really multi-level and very complex, but they're giving us pissed on breadcrumbs to follow, which lead us to our own enslavement and more confusion, right? So we need, yes, you have to stay up on what's going on in the negativity. It's important to know the game they're playing on us, the three-card Monte shell game they're running on us. We need to know that. But we also need to look for that solution within it. And basically, the solution stem from the self at the deepest level, understanding of the self and looking within oneself, because, as you know, we have that divine spark of God, the Almighty God. We have that His divine spark within us when He breathed into the dust, the nefesh, the breath of life into us. So we have that divine spark within us already. So that's important to understand. And that's at a very micro level, you know. At a macro level, looking out further, you have to find the truth within yourself, and then you have to disseminate that truth into your family and the ones that are very close to you. And then from there, individual families and individual groups and individual people will start integrating more and more. And that's one of the things, that integrating the truth with one another more and more, all right? So we have a deeper understanding of what's going on and the right way to live life now. And it might sound like I'm rambling, but hang in there with me. What they're doing with social media and the TV shows and all of this confusion and war and everything that's taking place right now is, A, that the most important thing they're doing is separating man from man or man from woman, separating people from other people, so that your connection to reality is social media, where they gaslight you and where they shadow ban the authentic man. Okay, they don't want authenticity. They want fakeness. Just look at social media and you'll see people that are 60 years old playing little kid pranks. Again, nothing wrong with an adult acting childish or whatever. I do that myself too. But they feed you this, all right, so that you think life is a prank, or the way I'm going to get popular is by doing pranks and playing games. And we're not in a time right now to play games. We're in a time right now where man needs to reconnect with man and his family and what's taking place right now before all of us. Because this whole Peter Thiel thing and, what is that, Palantir, this stuff is no joke. They're profiling people so that they can just see that everything that you're doing, right? So they can just, like, I hear so many people that say, oh, you know, you got to change this code on your iPhone and, you know, they're checking your email. They could check whatever they want. I have nothing to hide. I'm sure that they go through all my stuff and everything like that. And you know what? Good. Maybe they can learn something. Or maybe they can see the evil that they're doing. You know, and maybe some of these operators out there, they'll read, you know, hear something that I say or from someone else, and they can get a little bit of the fear of God within them, right? So it's a complex subject, but it's important to really have an understanding of the self, of who you are and where you're from, and then have a belief system that enables you to integrate this a little bit deeper too. For me, that's the Holy Bible, right? But again, if you look at some of my old episodes, I get into the Dharmapada, which are the words of Buddha, the Tao Te Ching, the Upanishads. I mean, you know, I get into, what's his name? 48 Laws of Power, Robert Greene. I mean, so many different things. I studied the Book of Five Rings, Musashi, you know. And all of these things help to bring you to truth. And even if you're a Christian, you know, and you know, you follow the words of the Bible, it's good that if you're speaking to somebody that's Buddhist or somebody who is Islamic or Muslim, you know, you can have an understanding from their side also, so that you can explain better or make better connections between what you believe and what they believe or don't believe, right? So the more knowledge you have, the better. Now, you got to be careful with some of these teachings because you read them and they're just darkness. So that's something you want to avoid, like the Talmud and these evil writings. But yeah, I'm just letting a lot of stuff off my chest right now because I see it all over the place, how they're just casting these spells on us and how they have mankind pretty much in an infantile state. It's becoming harder and harder to hear good content, actual real content that can feed you and that you can learn from and that has positivity to it. There's a lot of great content out there where you can learn stuff, but it's, you're learning darkness and what they're doing to us. And we need more liberation and things that will shed light on life and remove us from that mentality, that psyop mentality where the sky's falling. And so there's a lot to unpack there, but that's what's taking place right now. And while we're on that subject, the other day I had to transact something in the supermarket, and I was speaking to the customer service, young kid, maybe 20 years old, at Publix over here by where I live. And I asked him a couple of different questions, a series of questions, and he kept going through his phone to get the answers, like the AI and all that stuff like that. And what's happening is it seems like people have relegated their own critical thinking processes, have relegated that to AI and their smartphones, which, in all honesty, a smartphone just makes you dumb, right? It's one thing to use it as a tool or one of the tools in your toolbox, which I do too. I'll use AI and I get some BS answers. I get lies, but I also get some really good answers. Interestingly enough, I digress. I looked up the word government because I know what the real definition is. I went to Google, I went to Ask AI, and I said, you know, what is the etymology? And for those of you who don't know, etymology means the actual root definition of the word. In other words, what language it came from, what does that word mean? right? So like horse, for example, a horse, the etymology or the root of that is a proto-Germanic root word, which is harussa, H-R-U-S-S-A, meaning to run. So that's the root word of horse, harussa. That's the etymology. And again, as I took a deeper look, I can remember, I don't know, I think this was about 2 years ago, maybe 3 years ago. And you hear it spoken about, but in the halls of government, like in Congress and in the Senate and judicial system or whatever, I think it may be the judicial system. What they're doing is they're actually changing the language and they want to remove the word mother, father, sister, brother, husband, wife, friend, you know, especially those deep, deep words, like mother, father, woman, man. They want to remove all of that so that we become non-entities. In other words, we just become a cog in the wheel of their machine and we lose our complete identity because we're no longer a husband and a wife. Now we are subject of the state. Kind of crazy, but it's the truth. Look into it. They're changing the language right before our eyes, man. And the other thing that I'm noticing is they're trying to actually kill off the Christians. They're trying to end Christianity. You know, they're killing thousands of Christians in Nigeria and even in the Middle East and in Jerusalem or whatever. They're bombing Christian churches. They want to get rid of Christianity. And if you want to hear about Holocausts, I forget the exact number. This is a real Holocaust. I think about 60 million Christians were killed in the Russian Revolution. That's something you'll see in that documentary, Europa, The Last Battle. You'll see that in there, where they're just clearly killing off Christians, you know. And oddly enough, you know, the whole Charlie Kirk situation, that's kind of weird the way that played out. Although there's a lot there that I think they're gaslighting us so that we end up getting really enraged. That's what they want to do. They want to get you mad and angry because when you're angry, you're outside of your own logic and critical thinking aspects of the brain. You know, they want to bring you into that fear and anger so that you can't function properly, right? But really dig down deep and just look at things logically, the way they actually are, not presented to you, but the way they actually are. And you'll see a lot of the truths that are coming out. But they're beginning to lose control because all of this information is coming out now, right? But the one thing I want to remind you is don't just dwell on the negative. You got to dwell on that aspect of the divinity that you have within you, all right? That enables you and guides you to live a better life and more fulfilled life. But they're trying to remove the word husband, wife, mother, father out of the language. For real. A good series, I'm just going to say it again, and I said it in some of my past episodes. You want to go to archive.org, and look, because it's very hard to find. It's called Europa, The Last Battle. And it's, I believe, in 8 parts. It might be 10 parts. It's long. I think it's a total of like 14 hours if you watch the whole thing on archive.org. Europa, The Last Battle. Go check that out because that takes it back to, if I'm not mistaken, World War I, where things really started getting crazy, right? And then, of course, JFK and all that stuff. But Europa doesn't get into JFK. It just gets into like World War I and World War II and what's really behind all of that. You know, the bankers and, you know how that goes. So I, as I said, I'm so shadow banned, you know, that it's not even funny. You know, like I used to drop an episode every week, and I'll just be brutally honest. It's like you get zero feedback, I get zero likes, I get zero comments. Although Spotify, for some reason, I'm able to see comments come through Spotify. But now that I say that, they'll probably block that too. But they just have me, you know, all packed out, like blocked out. I went, and this happens all the time, I went to the public library and I typed in Alpha Male Buddhist Podcast, and this happens all the time. The first thing I see is a CAPTCHA where you have to like match these puzzle pieces together, or what blocks have a bicycle in it, or a walking path, or a bus. You know, you have to, like, from the capture, you know, you have to click on the pictures where the buses are or whatever. And that's the first thing I get. In other words, they're blocking traffic to my own podcast, you know. And at first I thought I was crazy, or how could that be? Or my friends even say, oh, you're just imagining that. But no, it's like, no matter what I do, it's like, I have a couple of friends of mine that put reviews for my podcast, and I can never see them. But the negative ones always come up. If I'm not mistaken, my last review is like 2 years old, right? Which is kind of impossible, because I rate. If you go on podbay.fm, you can see I kind of rate there in the top, you know, in the top 200. I poke in and out and stuff like that. And there's other things that you can follow, the metrics, listen notes. You know, I kind of rank in there. I have like decent listenership, you know? But they have me so packed out that I can't see anything. I'm not even sure if people, you know, send me an email. They're probably, I know I'm going to sound like a kook, but it's the truth. You know, how could you, you know, have so many listens and, you know, not get anything back, any feedback or any, like, I have my merch shop there, and it's like almost, you know, pretty much no visits, right? So check out my website. It's kind of long. It's alpha-male-buddhist-podcast.com. And you'll see my merch store there. I have my t-shirt to $10. And then you got to pay shipping, which is usually about $5 or $6, whatever. I have hoodies that are going for $15, and have all different types with my logo and with just different artwork that I've done. So check that out. If you go to my Instagram is Alpha Male Buddhist. I have a link tree there. And on my link tree, you have my website, you have my Rumble channel, you have all my stuff there. It would be nice to get feedback, because if I get a little bit more feedback, I'd probably produce some more episodes, right? And it's very sad that it has to come out this way. I mean, I continue to upload and do content. I continue to do that, especially on the podcast RSS feed. Blindly, it's almost like I'm, you know, yelling or reaching out into the dark, you know, with no validation, knowing if anybody's listening. But I know they are, because there's another app, a Podtrac. If you go on Podtrac, you can see your listens and what countries and everything like that. So it's kind of cool. But yeah, man, support the podcast, man. You know, Alpha Male Buddhist, go check out my store, check out my merch. You don't have to buy anything. Just go poke around and take a look, because I could see it in my analytics if people visit and stuff like that. You know, I have a Twitter, which is Alpha Male Buddhist, an Instagram. I have a Telegram, which is also Alpha Male Buddhist, all out there. So go check all those things out. And it's time for people to pull their head out of the sand, you know, and look around and see what's really taking place, because social media is not your friend. Elon Musk is not your friend. Palantir is not your friend. War, none of these things, man. This is something that did casting spells on us and putting us into mental enslavement. But you have to know the positivity that's out there, that's around you, within you, inside of you. But you just have to be able to unlock that lock cylinder that already has the image of the key in it. Turn that key into your own authenticity and into your own, you know, authentic man mindset, right? Because, like, and another thing I'm noticing is men, it's about time for men to start to stand up and speak out for truth, for virtue, for ethics, for morality, right? So many people, they get along to get along. You know, they just want to make friends. They want to say the right thing. And they're so afraid of getting shadow banned. If you're doing the right stuff, they're going to shadow ban you, right? That's one of the signs of knowing that you're doing the right thing, is that they're trying to clamp you down, right? So I've kind of rambled enough. Let's see. I've been on here now for, let's see. I'm on Audacity here. I've been going now for 20 minutes. So I'm going to end it here. I want to praise Jesus' name, praise Yeshua HaMashiach's, the merciful name. Thank you for listening, and go check out my website and go check out my social media content. And thank you for listening.
Empty yourself of everything. Let the mind be still. The 10,000 things rise and fall. while the self watches their return. They grow and flourish and then return to the source. Returning to the source is stillness, which is the way of nature. The way of nature is unchanging. Knowing constancy is insight. Not knowing constancy leads to disaster. Knowing constancy, the mind is open. With an open mind, you will be open-hearted. Being open-hearted, you will act royally. Being royal, you will attain the divine. Being divine, you will be at one with the Tao. Being at one with the Tao is eternal. And though the body dies, the Tao will never pass away.
Secrecy is repugnant in a free and open society, and we are as a people inherently and historically opposed to secret societies, to secret oaths, and to secret proceedings. We decided long ago that the dangers of excessive and unwarranted concealment of pertinent facts far outweighed the dangers which are cited to justify it. Even today, there is little value in opposing the threat of a closed society by imitating its arbitrary restrictions. Even today, there is little value in ensuring the survival of our nation if our traditions do not survive with it. And there is very grave danger that an announced need for increased security will be seized upon by those anxious to expand its meaning to the very limits of official censorship and concealment. That I do not intend to permit to the extent that it's in my control. And no official of my administration, whether his rank is high or low, civilian or military, should interpret my words here tonight as an excuse to censor the news, to stifle dissent, to cover up our mistakes, or to withhold from the press and the public the facts they deserve to know. For we are opposed around the world by a monolithic and ruthless conspiracy that relies primarily on covert means for expanding its sphere of influence, on infiltration instead of invasion, on subversion instead of elections, on intimidation instead of free choice, on guerrillas by night instead of armies by day. It is a system which has conscripted vast human and material resources into the building of a tightly knit, highly efficient machine that combines military, diplomatic, intelligence, economic, scientific, and political operations. Its preparations are concealed, not published. Its mistakes are buried, not headlined. Its dissenters are silenced, not praised. No expenditure is questioned, no rumor is printed, no secret is revealed. No president should fear public scrutiny of his program, for from that scrutiny comes understanding, and from that understanding comes support or opposition, and both are necessary. I am not asking your newspapers to support an administration, but I am asking your help in the tremendous task of informing and alerting the American people. For I have complete confidence and the response and dedication of our citizens whenever they are fully informed. I not only could not stifle controversy among your readers, I welcome it. This administration intends to be candid about its errors. For as a wise man once said, an error doesn't become a mistake until you refuse to correct it.
The report is that the president is dead. The word we have is that he is dead, that he was shot by an assassin at the intersection of Elm and Houston streets just as he was going into the underpass. The word we have is from a doctor on the staff of Parkland Hospital who says that it is true. He was in tears when he told me just a moment ago.
Welcome to the Alpha Male Buddhist from Brooklyn podcast. I'm your host, Miguel. I like to cover topics from ancient history, great leaders and generals from the past, and I also like to talk about self-realization, truth, critical thinking, and strategic spirituality. Outside the box, nonconformist. I'm here to shatter the myths of the mainstream media and the beta sheeple narrative. I do want to thank you guys for listening. Praise Yeshua HaMashiach's name. Praise Jesus Christ's name. My link tree is Alpha Male Buddhist Pod. Links are in the show note descriptions of this episode below. There in my link tree, you will find links to my Instagram, Telegram, Rumble, Odyssey, Twitter, and my free episode archives. If you're a new listener, I have also included links to my top-rated episodes. These are specific episodes of the podcast that are the most popular and listeners have given me the most positive feedback on. Some of these episodes are also in video format, so you can not only listen to the episode, but you can watch the accompanying video to that episode. Also, contact me for my free Academy of Liberation handbook, which is in PDF format, along with a free audiobook version of the handbook. So check out the show notes below of this episode for all of my content links. This podcast is hosted on the Podbean platform, so my website there is alphamalebuddhist.podbean.com.